Active surveillance and metastatic kidney cancer. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic are now reporting that active surveillance may be appropriate for up to 10% of patients with metastatic kidney cancer. Dr. Brian Reaney of the Cleveland Clinic says there is little data currently to characterize these patients or this approach. However, he says deferred therapy may spare some patients a period of toxicity without compromising ultimate outcome. Over the past 7 years, the introduction of active therapy targeted against elements of the vascular endothelial growth factor and mTOR pathways has dramatically changed how patients are treated. However, Dr. Reaney said innate or acquired resistance to these agents appears to be universal. He said the median duration of disease control tends to range from 5 to 11 months. He noted that durable, complete responses are not well documented, and substantial and chronic toxicities are associated with these therapies. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.